Simin Shinalef Yudzayin Yudchesed Chaf. The klal over here, Sif Yudzayin, really is that with regard to somebody that needs to walk with a cane, or a walker for that matter, or crutches for that matter, lachar is the same thing. All three of these, the halacha is that it depends on whether or not they're able to walk with it when they're home. Do they walk around without it? Just when they go outside, they walk with a cane, but at home they can walk without it, or not. In a case where they cannot walk without it, they need the cane to walk, they need the walker to walk, then I have an aunt who, she's in an old age home, she's in assisted living, I should say, and they don't want her to walk without a walker. They asked her if she could walk without a walker, but she fell a few times. So they don't want her to walk without a walker. So now whenever she walks without a walker. So what's that? Is that considered that she can't walk? She's not going to walk. She's lamaisa, she's not going to walk without it. Her. She's not going to come along carrying it because she mamash, that's what the. So, in such a case, that any time that the person cannot get by without it, then it's considered like a. The way that the Achrayim bring it down, it's like a minnow. It's like a shoe, right? Havaleke minnow these days, says the Mishnah Berurah. Havaleke minnow these days. That's like his. It's a lush on the rush. It's like his shoe. And the Mela. He's allowed to go out with it. We talked about wheelchairs yesterday. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it. Nechelik Dalet Simin Sadi, that he talks about, he's talking about crutches over there and canes, and he wants to be mitzadi that a wheelchair would be the same thing. Since he can't walk without it, have like a minol bidei. It's like his minol, he wants to be meikol. We mentioned that there's a number of paiskim that want to be machmir shesarav b'maisa. It's not the same thing. It's not helping him walk. You can't say that it's middle of the day, they want a tiny knife. It's not mamish helping him walk. A cane helps the person walk. Here, the person's not walking at all. It's helping him get from place to place. But the svara of middle of the day, that it's capable, this is what you need to walk, that you don't have, and therefore there are many places that are more machmer. Ramesha is meiko. Ramesha even says in that shuvah, he says that let's say he could walk a little bit in the house. He could walk from, he get up from here and walk to the other side of the room. But he's not going to walk a big distance without a cane. So then, in the case where a person goes out to Rishon Ram and is walking big distance, then in a Chanami he would be able to walk with a cane, even though he could theoretically get by without it. But that's only in a short distance, not a long distance, because even as if he can't. I think I understood the way that he was understanding is means whenever he's at home he goes out of makom because he's not outside. When he's outside he's more nervous, and so therefore he goes and he's not going to walk without it. When he's in his own house he can get by without it even for a decent amount of time, but when he's outside he's scared. Like there's this far over here also, lechero is, let's say somebody is scared to go up the stairs without a cane. Is that considered, what is that? At other times the world won't have a cane, sometimes you will have a cane. So what can you go upstairs in Rishon Saram? So the truth is Mishnah Berurah has a big chiddush over here. And Mitzin Abishol is medayik from that. I saw this brought down, this some brought down in the Dershu. I didn't look at it inside. The Ramesh is inside it. But the Dershu says, the Mitzin Abishol is medayik from this Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that a person that could walk without a cane, but when it's icy, he's only going to walk with a cane, so it's not considered as if he can't walk with it. Because Betim, Eliyarav, Kosev, the end of Amrachim, and he says, and he brings out a bunch of Achrenim that say that you shouldn't matter it. Because Betim, he could walk. It can't say the Svar of Minel today, because it's only in certain scenarios that he's going to have the cane, and therefore it's not possible to be made home in such a case.
Shoes, people walk inside all the time with shoes. Boots.
No, but shoes, the word is that it's lavush. It's even if you wouldn't wear it in your house. That's not the point, but that's your lavush. And therefore, so we're saying that this is your lavush, this is the way that you need to walk.
I'm outside in the winter, I can't wear boots. Because I really could wear shoes. Yeah, it's ice, I don't wear boots.
No, that's a lavush also. That's a different form of a shoe. And therefore, that's considered, that's a chelik of the way that you walk.
I thought the head there was like shoes. Did I miss that?
It is like shoes. But the star of shoes is that this is the way that you get around. This is, no, the shoes is also that becomes like your lavush. The chiddush of makal is, because you can't get around without it, it's like your lavush. It's like your levush. Even though it's not a levush, we were machalic in the other halachas, that there's a big difference between a levush and not a levush. For example, a person's allowed to wear a second hat on top of his hat not to get him wet, but he's not allowed to put a handkerchief on top of his head to get, because one's a levush, one's not a levush. Here, the makal is not a levush, but has the din of a levush because you can't get around without it. Now, how about with the canes that people carry for a coven, a rebbe, rebbe shakin, you wear, can you walk with that? So the Mishnah Berurah is pushing that it's not also the Mishnah Zeram. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says in even massive chiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah, it's usher even not a Mishnah Zeramim, even if there's an erev. He says even if it's an erev, he says unless there's a tzerach tzas. Avol teicha erev mutter mreisel covered oishish by tzerach tzas. So if it's for COVID, he says, then that's Beseder. But if it's not for what?
Wasn't it like jewelry?
So maybe that's considered COVID. So then for you, if you hold it, that's like jewelry, then that's COVID. But sometimes they go with a makel. A kid that wants to wear, they go outside with his, whatchamacallit, a makel sava. What?
It's
perm is maybe considered, I don't know. That's because he loses the Shabbos. So if it's covered, it's a rebel, so then you can be mekel with an erev. But mamash without anything, he says he shouldn't be mekel even with an erev. Without an erev. No, so the rebel can't go outside without it, so it's covered, so then you can. Then you need a taka.
The rebel Moshe argues with the actual protein.
With regard to whether or not he's.
Even though inside you can walk around, but for this particular trip, it's going to be long, you're going to need a cane. So the tzorach of the trip, you're going to need a cane.
No, so that Ramesh was telling you that's not considering being able to walk around. That wasn't the heter that they said. Because this is not, going outside for this amount is not, here, it's not a certain amount. It's not a different trip. It's the same thing, a different circumstance. So I don't know if it's damon to the same case. The Asuma can't go out with a, and certainly, the same thing nowadays, the sumo that has, well, it's also electronic, it's able to tell them to go where to go, but that doesn't help them walk, it helps them that they don't bang into things. There's an even bigger chiddush over here, and that is sif yotes mishu aser bekavalim beragav mutter lasis bam. Somebody that's tied with a weight on his legs that he shouldn't run away, he's allowed to go outside. And the Sharatin is not happy with this. Where does this halacha come from, Bechlal? But He says it's not a tzorach b'chlal l'chera. Bzed in Sharatzin Ayin Hey, he's marach about it. Mashingim bzed delay ba'atma ain't tzorach klal. Yesh li yashiv. He says, like he says, because it's like a malbush, because derech alichasi is b'kach. So it turns into a malbush, even though he doesn't need it l'chera at all. So it's very hard to say it's a malbush. But if he wants to walk, and the only way for him to walk is with this, because he's attached to it, so then for him it turns into a malbush. Person coming up for perm, one cannot go outside in the Rishus Rabim wearing a mask. Despite the fact that it might be a 3-day perm and he might have a hangover, he should take off the mask before he goes down to Rishus Rabim.